Hello.
Hey.
I'm Kairos.
I'm Phoenix.
And you're listening to
the Cosmic Fire Podcast.
Scorpio Full Moon Edition.
Oh.
Wow.
Sounds spicy.
Yeah. It was very spicy, but I liked it.
Man, I'm kind of scared of this full moon.
Yeah. Well, you should be.
As my astrologer, you should know whether or not I'd be scared or not.
Yeah, well, if I were you, I'd be terrified.
Well,
but not really.
I've heard that's what I should be.
All the time, yeah. You know, if you leave this house, you're going to die. Sooner
or
later.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah, you will be slain, struck down by something.
I never thought I'd get sick of staying home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a homebody too. And at the same time, I love being outside in nature, you know. So I guess it's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, maybe I should amend that to say I never thought I would be craving being around other people.
That's fair enough.
Because I'm used to just getting in my car and going out and being in the wilds of Oregon anytime I want.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's not happening.
There's a lot of wildlife here. Feral cats for sure.
There are a lot of feral cats.
Yeah.
Domestic cats.
Domestic feral cats. And Eurasian collared fighting pigeons.
I mean
doves. Sorry, guys.
A domesticated feral animal right now.
I think a lot of people are. Well, so we got a Scorpio full moon overnight tonight. It's like 6:45 in the morning Thursday, but it's definitely going to be strong tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell the people that you have a Scorpio moon in your chart? Is that too much TMI?
No, I mean, I think you just did.
Okay. So you could probably tell us more about the Scorpio moon than, you know, the supposed, what's my new title? I'm no longer an astrologer or astrologist. I'm an evidence-based astronomical event planner or strategist or something like that. I'm still working on it. I wanted to have a really cool acronym because that's important. But you know, just moving into the science realm, because basically if I say I'm a scientist, I am, mm-hmm. you know, like I have a doctorate, in metaphysics from the Universal Life Church. So, I mean, I feel eminently qualified to discuss all of this stuff.
Yeah, me too. Because kind of the time I was born.
That's right. Where there was a star like over the Upper Peninsula, right?
Yeah.
And the wise persons came.
Like, I was like, what am I going to do with that? I want milk.
Well, we can take you away to a much better place. Now you wish you would have gone, right?
Oh my God. Don't I? I mean, speaking of fucked up childhoods, I mean, the Magi was like the good part of my childhood.
Wait, there were really Magi? And you never told me this?
Well,
this is how we talk about our most sensitive details of our relationship. This is like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that right now. Let's talk. Just wait till the next podcast. So it's really exciting because you never know what's going
to
come out.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, why pay a therapist when we can just talk to you guys for free? Well, it's not really free, right?
No, that's we pay a lot.
Okay. So what was I going to say? All of the stuff that's been coming up lately. I feel like it's interesting because we've been in this quarantine situation, this lockdown, and we've been forced to sit in our shit, in our little alchemical stew pots. Yeah, so kind of a shitty stew pot, a stool pot, and that's where we've been.
I know you're not the only one who feels that.
No, I mean, Yeah, we've been feeling it, right? We're just seeing all this shit coming up from the shadows. All of our old trigger, all of our old shadow stuff is getting triggered. I'm definitely right there with everyone else and been feeling it. I think it's interesting that, you know, having been, you know, quarantined for however long it's been for you, for a lot of folks, it's been about 2 months, right?
Yeah, it's going on 2 months.
And, you know, now here comes this full moon that's just illuminating the deepest, darkest, you know, nooks and crannies of our psyches and bringing it all up for healing. So if you're feeling that, you're definitely not alone.
Yeah. I mean, this full moon, so the full moon is full on Thursday morning, May 7th, I believe. Yep.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Wednesday.
But just for people that might be listening later and they don't know what a full moon is because they don't regularly consult their evidence-based astronomical strategist. If I could make it like SARS acronym, like SARS-3 or something, that'd be awesome. Okay, yeah. So like, you know, basically full moons every month, they have a big effect on the tides. The moon has a big effect on women's monthly cycle, has a big effect on our emotions and our unconscious. And basically, a full moon wants to pull up whatever's in the Scorpio part of your chart, and we all have Scorpio somewhere, pull that like repressed kind of unconscious stuff up into, you know, the light of awareness where we can deal with it. And so, you know, one of the reasons that there tend to be more emergency room visits when the hospitals aren't all closed, is that people are just acting out. You know, they've got all this repressed anger or craziness or whatever, and or depression. That's when people overdose because the moon is like pulling that energy out. So like, what would you say people might expect to, what's the positive thing we can look for here?
Well, I mean, we have to actually be aware of what our feelings are, I think, to be able to process them and let them go. We need to be able to see the things that we've been repressing or denying or bypassing or, you know, finding substitutes for. So we need to actually be aware of that. And a lot of times the awareness is just enough. You know, once we really get it, there's no going back. Like once our consciousness shifts and we have that awareness, we can't go back to, you know, pretending like we don't know that.
We can try.
We can
but
try.
It usually doesn't work out very well, does it? I've tried.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's too much. I don't want to have to deal with all this stuff. I'm just going to like pretend that didn't happen. You know, that I didn't notice. I didn't become aware of that.
Yeah. I mean, once you really see the deep like root cause of a symptom, you can still engage in like the medicating behavior to like ameliorate the effects of the symptom, but it's, you know, that coping mechanism is going to start to lose traction and you'll just naturally be putting more energy into healing it at the root cause.
Yeah.
So that's a gift of like any kind of scorpionic energy, I think, is it really gets down to the roots, like all the way down.
Well, I mean, that's also the gift in a lot of ways. And I am not trying to be one of those people who's like, oh, this is great. I wish it would go on forever. And, you know, no offense to people who feel like that. Some people for certain reasons are digging the not feeling the pressure of having to engage, et cetera. And, you know, but I feel like there is a gift in this if we choose to, you know, like you were saying earlier, if we choose to look for it, look at it, rather than just collapsing into our inner victimization or anger or whatever. And the gift is that it really is an alchemical cauldron because we haven't been able to escape it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard to keep running away from something that's right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's becoming really clear too, like what our patterns are and, you know, I don't think there's any one of us who's been able to stay like totally conscious the whole time, you know? So we've had the gift of seeing where we kind of, you know, get wobbly and, you know, what could use more work? What could use more love? I want to say more love, because more, it's really not more work. It's more work to maintain an unsustainable system. And I think we're seeing that on a massive level, like a collective level as well.
Yeah. You know, I just, strange thing that has come out of this, a strange gift of the whole COVID thing for me has been Twitter. I hate it. I hate Twitter. I mean, I'm on the record. I've canceled my Twitter account before. And like, I don't remember. I started one again because I was like, you know, just like, oh, you got to have a Twitter account. But I never paid attention to it. And then that's a place where I've been actually finding a lot of doctors posting data. You know, because something was just really fishy about this thing from the get-go. And I wanted to do my own research rather than accepting the fear porn, panic porn that's being peddled by CNN. Are they the new Fox News or something? I don't know, man. It's really crazy.
It's like we're in a world upside down. I don't even know what's going on anymore, because like, I thought like some of these more legitimate news sources were like pretty solid. You know, I thought the New York Times was pretty solid.
Yeah.
I thought the BBC was pretty solid. And now I'm having serious... I mean, whatever. I knew that they were mainstream and they were going to be corrupted because of that. But wow, it's like, it's really interesting.
Yeah. I totally forgot what I was going to say about Twitter. So anyway.
You've been doing your own research.
Yeah, but I don't know what I learned. all I can think of now is like, once you mentioned the BBC is Neil Ferguson, who is the science, because he's a doctor. He's a doctor of theoretical physics, but he somehow has been the UK's lead coronavirus lead in formulating their stay-at-home policy.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like within the realm of his expertise, well, right?
Yeah, I mean, physics. Theoretical physics sounds a lot like metaphysics, so I feel like we're both doctors on the same level, and you know, I'm a little bummed that nobody asked me to coordinate the policies here. But Neil Ferguson predicted, I think, millions of people would die from mad cow disease, if you remember way back in the day. He predicted, like, I don't remember, 20 million people worldwide would die this spring of COVID or something. You know, feel free to do a fact check there. But he's got this model of disease that has been disproven for 15 years, but he keeps coming out with predictions. And so the UK decided, well, we should put this guy in charge. He obviously knows what he's talking about.
He knows how to catastrophize things.
He's a good catastrophizer. He's not good at not screwing married women when he's supposed to be social distancing from them, however. So that was like the big bombshell that came out yesterday or Sunday. But of course, CNN, instead of covering that, covered the size of Donald Trump's penis. According to Stormy Daniels, I think.
What?
I mean, it's like so crazy. They just basically like, oh, well, we're not going to talk about that. Let's like distract everybody by talking about Donald Trump's penis. Like, come on, okay. Man. Nobody needs that. I mean, that's going to cause more harm, you know. It's going to cause more harm than the whole corona mental illness fallout put together, right?
I mean, I don't want to think about either of those guys having sex personally.
Okay, I'd just like to take a moment and apologize to all of our listeners for any unintentional imagery I just put in your mind. Please.
Okay.
Can we clear that?
Yeah, can we do an energy clearing? Yeah. All right, let's all just take a deep breath and gather up all that energy, exhale, return all those horrifying images back to wherever they came from. Whew.
Thanks, Phoenix.
My pleasure.
You're so good. You're so good for me. You know, I feel like I can just say all kinds of crazy shit, and sometimes you'll help me clean up my mess. You're a good mommy.
You know what? Honestly, though, just on that energy tip, I'm noticing that not like I'm trying to read or look into people's spaces right now, but I can just feel that everyone's a little bit ungrounded. So I'm just inviting everyone to take a breath and check in with your grounding channel. And we're going to do that too. Oh, Mm-hmm.
I was ungrounded by the news coverage of Donald Trump's penis. It just knocked, I dissociated completely. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you. You know, that reminds me that there's this thing I've been seeing going on in people's energy fields where it seems like sometimes the grounding channel is all shrunk up and the crown's really huge, and then it tilts the other way where I know what you thought about.
Can we change the subject? Okay, we need some divine intervention here.
And then other times it's really swollen. Just kidding. So what's happening is there's like this vacillation in the energy, like the crown will be really open and then it'll kind of shut down and the root will get really open and it's just kind of going like teeter-tottering back and forth. And the last time I saw that happen was right before the huge field expansion of 2017. So
can you talk about that for a sec? Because you know what that means.
I know what that means, but nobody else does. Unless you've read my book or, you know, been in session with me or followed me or something. So what happened after 2012, from 2012 to, well, beginning of 2013 to mid 2017 was people started developing all these extra energy centers along the central channel. And once those got strong enough in enough of the population, there was an ability to channel more energy in the human energy field. And then suddenly, like, people started expanding their fields out. So first they started expanding on the vertical axis, and then the field just went boom, like in 2017. So this would be
like your aura.
Yeah, totally. So I'm seeing a similar thing happening now. And so I checked in and asked, and there is another big field expansion happening. So I'm just putting that on everyone's radar. You don't have to really understand much about energy, medicine, or anything like that. Just know that you might be running a lot more energy through your field, and it might feel like you're an overloaded circuit sometimes. So just please keep checking in to make sure that you're connected. And I actually have a meditation on my SoundCloud for that called Connect the Dots.
Yeah.
But yeah, just pay attention to that channel and it'll get nice and strong.
I feel like that's really helpful because, I mean, I've had weird symptoms kind of ever since the start of the lockdown, and definitely had a weird flu type thing before the lockdown started, which, you know, may or may not. I mean, I got that it was some form of coronavirus, but then there's lots of coronaviruses that have been around for a long time, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's helpful to have a context for, oh, maybe this is actually a good thing, you know, and it's my body's trying to clear stuff, or I'm feeling nauseous because, not because I'm, oh, now I finally got it and I'm going to die right away, mm-hmm. but because it's my body trying to adjust to running more energy.
Yeah, so it behooves us all to ask, like, is this an ascension symptom? So I call that process of evolution ascension, but you could just say, is this an energetic thing or is this a physical thing? You know, ask the questions and see what answers you get.
So I have a question about the field expansion thing, because you've told me about this before. What happened when enough people in 2017, you know, got this thing ready and then their field expanded? What does that mean functionally? So if my field is expanding, why is that a good thing for me?
Well, it means that you can actually run and clear energy a lot faster. So the bigger our fields are, the bigger our channels of energy are, the bigger our chakras are, the faster we can move energy. The more energy we can run through the system and the faster we can move stuff out. So I feel that we're at a time right now where we've decided we're going to heal all that shit from the past. Mm-hmm. And we are in, we're seeing like the end of the age of separation, and we're moving into the age of reunion. And so we need to clear all of the old baggage, the old trauma, the old wounds.
Us versus them.
all of that stuff, you know, and we all carry those imprints and programs and implants and all kinds of shit, you know. So it's our joy to clear that in this lifetime. And so we need to be that big. We need to be that powerful because that's what it's going to take. Because we've got millennia of stuff, of trash, psychic trash to take out. And that's just like for each of us personally. Then we've got, you know, the earth and, you know, all the other things to, you know, we got a lot of trash to pick up, but it's cool. We got it. Yeah. We can do it.
What I'm hearing there too is if I'm able to run more energy, you know, because there's less stuff in the way, then I can have a more positive effect on the environment and the people around me.
Totally.
Like I was on the, so there's this workout station along the boardwalk here, and the beach is still closed at Miami Beach, but there's lots of people out exercising now. And they put like they started out by putting, it's like a pull-up bar and you can do, you know, sit-ups and just like a little metal thing that, you know, so like it's a big physical fitness consciousness here.
Yeah. There's like gym equipment everywhere. It's like an adult playground if you like working out.
Yeah. So people work out outside, you know, on the beach, and then they go like over to the gym equipment and like do their pull-ups and whatever. Well, they started out by covering it in yellow police tape or just putting police tape around it. Like within a day, people are working out on it. And then eventually they put an orange plastic fence around it and like over some of the bars and stuff. And it took maybe 2 days and people started working out and they're knocking down the fence. So the other day I'm like riding my skateboard on the boardwalk and I see this guy and he's looking around kind of nervously, like looking to see if any cops or if anybody's going to narc him out for doing some pull-ups. And I was just like, looked at him and gave him a big smile and a big thumbs up. You know, I'm like, man, work it out. You know, it's like, and I feel like that, when I think of that, you know, we were talking about, hey, that's how we change the world, right? It's just by connecting with people and being positive and supporting each other and doing what's healthy. And, you know, and in that moment, if I ask my body, is that guy spreading COVID? No, he's not. He's not any risk to himself or other people. So I feel good about, you know, giving him positive energy and being like, hey, man, let's, you know, let's do this. Let's get healthy. Let's be healthier than before. But does that make sense with the field thing?
Yeah, totally. And I think like it's true. We do have more impact on our surroundings. And that thing about like what you were just saying about now, if I really stop and check in, it's like, let's all just do a check-in because we really want the same things. We really all desire the same things. We really all want to be safe. We really all want to be healthy, to be loved, to be connected, you know, to know that everything's okay. Like that's what everybody wants.
We want enough. We want to have enough. We want to have a nice, you know, roof over our head that doesn't leak, right? Enough food.
Yeah, man.
Enough for our kids. Yeah.
And so like one thing I've noticed that is I feel ultimately helpful because we've got to go all the way to the bottom of separation. We have to go as far as we can into like hurting one another and believing that, you know, more for you is less for me and whatever that lie is before we can come back and realize like actually we all want the same thing.
And I feel like we've done that. We've gone pretty far.
I mean, but yeah, that's part of like what's happened recently with this whole situation is that when it gets so intense that people are like fighting over toilet paper and hoarding, you know, it's like, it's not just the 1% like hoarding wealth. It's like coming down to individuals making individual choices of like, when I see somebody like get on that gym equipment at the park, am I going to take a picture of them or call a hotline and police them and turn them in? Or am I going to say, hey, that's my brother too. Hey, that's my sister too.
Yeah.
And I know that they're just trying to get their basic needs met, just like I am. We actually want the same thing. That person is wearing a mask. That person isn't wearing a mask. They want the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody has different ways of going about getting their needs met. And I think that's like a really big lesson in all of this for us.
Yeah. Yeah, man, there's, we're going to wrap it up with a beautiful passage from John Sandbach's Omega Chandra symbols for the astrological degrees for this full moon. I mean, it's really, there's a lot of hope there. But a couple weeks ago, I was out and I saw a couple of the lifeguards that Phoenix and I know from our part of the beach. And they're also police, you know, so there's a crossover there. But, you know, they were like, they just look so bummed. You know, it's like they're not doing that job so they can sit on hot cement all day and police people on the boardwalk for like whether they're wearing a mask or riding a bike during the wrong hours or whatever. You know, it's like they hate having to do that. And it's like every police person that I've seen in Miami Beach interacting with people, they seem so sheepish about having to, you know, tell people to social distance or whatever. And I was just like, man, how are you guys doing with this? And they were so bummed. I mean, they were so legitimately bummed. And part of the thing that was bumming them out is that people, you know, one of the guys was like, man, I can't even go text my kids, you know, when I'm on a break, because people take pictures of me and send it to the mayor and tell him the lifeguards are goofing off. And he's like, and this is people I see on the beach every day. It's locals. It's not like tour, you know, and I'm just like, whoa, man, you know, and I guess I'm like the whole point being, there's a lot of kind-hearted police. There's a lot of kind authority figures. And, you know, probably there's a lot of mostly kind Karens that are like turning their neighbors' kids in. You know, it's just, they're just possessed, right? They're possessed by the demons of fear and, you know, and they've watched too much TV and, but we can't help them get better and make a better world by hating them, I think is what you're saying.
Right. I mean, we can have boundaries and we can say, wow, that's really fucking ignorant. You know, we could call shit out. We could call people out. We could call bullshit. But I think what's important is that we remember that we all want the same things at the core, and that these people, the only way that they're able to, you know, deal with getting their needs met is by through some weird, you know, labyrinth of like, oh, I'm going to, you know, try to get the information from outside of me. And then I'm going to try to control everybody. And then I'm going to, you know, buy things because that's what keeps me safe or whatever, you know, I'm going to just medicate or whatever, you know, everybody's got their thing. But I think if we recognize that at the core, we want the same things, we have the same needs.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing is, I really feel what you're saying about the energy field expansion, in the sense that I feel like, you know, I've said it a million times, but I'll say it one more. We came here to be the change. We came here to, this is the moment when the world changes in a way that's so radical, it's really hard to even credit it with our ego mind. And we don't really have to care about those people. Again, we can call out, you know, just stuff that's like hurtful. And, you know, if you see a child being abused or hurt or whatever, I mean, I think that's when we should step up. And, I've been calling out some of the crazy fear porn just because it's fun for me. And I feel like, you know, I have the opportunity to help people not buy into it. But I don't want to buy into it either, because ultimately where I want to invest my energy and spirit is in, I'm becoming so powerful that none of this affects me. And I want to bring up all of the other people that are powerful so that it doesn't affect them. And it doesn't take that many of us to be in that space to change everything, right?
Totally.
Should I read Sandbach?
Yeah.
Okay. So I love John Sandbach. He's an Australian astrologer, poet, healer, energy worker, and just like these If you can look John Sandback on Blogspot or just search Omega Chandra symbols. He just writes so poetically, and I feel like a lot of times his symbols are really right on. So the symbol for the full moon on May 7th in Scorpio is something waking for a moment in a cocoon. And the keywords that he gives are unconditional love, refuge, and shelter. All of existence is the way it is for a reason, and this degree senses this. It feels within itself the stirrings of something more expanded, which is to come. There's a great sensitivity here, especially to the limitations and restrictions of life. It yearns for something more, and its yearnings will persist until it gives in to its impulse to transform. The Chandra symbol for this degree is people holding hands around a table. One candle is burning in the middle of the table. We connect, and in this case, we need only hands to do it. We don't need to speak the same language or agree on anything except holding hands. What is at the center of this simple act of connecting is the candle, the spiritual light. The relationship of this to the Omega symbol is that the circle of hands are like the cocoon, and the candle within it equates with whatever is happening, with whatever is awakening for a moment in the cocoon. It is not time for a full awakening, but the awakening is near, or else there would not be this momentary awakening. This degree awakens the spiritual light in others, and it does so by the simple act of connection. Wow, that's so much like what you were saying. I'm like, I'm going to start crying again. Done over and over, these little sparks of awakening accumulate and will finally result in the great awakening.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
All right, we'll see you soon. This is Kairos.
This is Phoenix.
Reminding you, in the words of the great Stinger Man, that we are spirits in the material world, eh? Bye.
Bye.